Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West, and here it is. Justin LaBoy, who has been with Kanye, I guess, since Las Vegas. He was the one to first break the news of the album being finished, that led to Las Vegas listening party, which then led to Atlanta. He's been in Atlanta and giving some inside scoops firsthand from watching Kanye work on this album, and the people that were also there, like the Jay-Z verse before we knew the Jay-Z verse existed. He shouted out that Kanye was working with Chris Brown today. So he's the messenger here. And remember that Kanye hasn't said anything this entire time. He's been wearing the mask. He's been completely silent. He's been letting other people share information without speaking. So Kanye West will move the release date of Donda to August 6th. Thanks for your patience. He wants to give his fans the best possible product without rushing anything. He loves y'all with all of his heart. God bless. Prayer hands, Donda, respectfully. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us kind of felt that it was coming when the album didn't drop at midnight. I think a lot of us felt it was coming when people heard the difference between Las Vegas and Atlanta, because Atlanta, everybody was saying the album was done, it sounded ready. And then in Atlanta, that wasn't the case at all. And people that were in Las Vegas were saying that wasn't the album that we heard. Like, there have been additions, like there's clearly unfinished portions. So we know that Kanye and his team were working through the nights, still bringing other people in to record, still mixing and mastering. And it felt like they were trying to like sprint to the finish line. Like, what can we get done to get this to Kanye's vision, but also to drop? And it just seems like that was impossible to do today. Like, whatever they had in terms of final product wasn't enough for Kanye and potentially others to sign off on it. And they're pushing it, which I'm sure there are going to be people that are afraid. I mean, Yandy is still very fresh in all of our minds with the multiple release dates, it just never coming out. And then even with Donda last year with the release date and it never coming out, I think we're starting to see Kanye more and more not be happy after setting up these finish lines for albums and being like, I'm just going to push it, rather than, you know, Yeezus still dropped, The Life of Pablo still dropped. But here we're getting like more albums getting pushed back and delayed over the last few years, ever since Ye and Kid See Ghost, right? Even Jesus is King had about a month between its release and actual release. Jesus is King 2 never came out. So I think people are just getting more nervous overall in terms of like, will Kanye release things? I mean, but he still has the track record of dropping an album every couple years, right? Like 2004, 2005, 2007, 2008, 2010, 2011, 2012, if you count Watch the Throne and Cruel Summer, 2013. Then the largest gap ever, 2016, as So Help Me God went through so many iterations, from So Help Me God to Swish, Waves, finally The Life of Pablo, and then 2 years until Ye and Kid See Ghost, a year to Jesus is King. So we're coming up in the like range that Kanye almost always releases an album, which is 2 years after the last one. So I feel like he just has enough content there, especially from what people were saying about the Las Vegas listening party, that this isn't necessarily going to get Yandied. Though we were saying just earlier this week, based on the Las Vegas listening party, there's no way that Atlanta is not going to be the album premiere, right? Especially with the commercials, with Def Jam confirming that it was like, this album is coming out, it is done, and then this happens. But I still have hope. You know, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'll be sitting here like in a week putting on clown makeup. But I feel like from what we were hearing, there's so much material and it's such a special album to him. It's just bringing in people like Mike Dean, Rick Rubin to kind of give the final gloss over and just being like, we can improve this. There's so many great core ideas. Let's just do this, 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 and this. And they ended up running out of time to get it to drop today. But pushing to the 6th isn't too long. It's 2 weeks, right? We have 7 days until the 30th, an 8th for the 31st, and then 6 days after that. So giving him, I think, 2 weeks. And given Kanye's track record, I think any time he's spending on an album to get it to the point where he thinks is good is relevant time, because I love every Kanye album. Like, I truly believe, to my tastes, that every Kanye album is a 10 out of 10. And I say that with the idea that like a 10 is a threshold, right? It doesn't mean that the album is perfect. It doesn't mean the album can't be better, but just in relation to, do I think it's better than almost every other album that's come out in terms of like what I'm getting from it, my interest level in it, et cetera, then yeah, like every Kanye album, Jesus is King, yay, like 10 out of 10s for me. Especially like coming back from the listening party, I had Kanye on shuffle and just having songs like Follow God come on or Hands On come on every hour. Yikes. These are just such amazing songs. And we know that Kanye is going to put out amazing songs via this album. Just needs a little bit more time, hopefully. Hopefully. So this is not the update that we all wanted to hear, but it is an update. We can kind of let the tension subside for a little bit and start gearing up 2 weeks from now to do it all over again. But I'm hoping with how invested so many people are in this project and how invested Kanye seems to be in having it release, that we're going to get something truly spectacular and that we still have Rolling Loud, hopefully. I mean, that's the expectation, too, that there's going to be more music that's played in just 2 days at Rolling Loud on the 25th. So that's the next benchmark we should kind of look for and look for an update on the album. Does it sound more polished? What has he added? What has he taken away? What is he performing? And then see where we go from there. But we'll continue to update you throughout this process. And, you know, I'm sorry for a lot of you if this is your first Kanye rollout. And you're just like, oh, this is what it's like? Yeah, kind of, yeah. I mean, Madison, like, The Life of Pablo was 4 days between the Madison Square Garden show and the album being finished, but it was an intense 4 days without any update, nothing like this. It would have been lovely to have something like this. And then Ye and Kids See Ghosts both were delayed, like, deep into the day. They still came out on Friday, but it took a long time. Did Kids See Ghosts even... Was it not until Saturday? I don't know. But it both took a long time. We were just sitting there waiting, like, how long, how long, how long? And then Jesus is King. It was a month after the listening party. And then like, he was good with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. 808s he actually released early, which was kind of shocking. But other albums have continued to be pushed. The College Dropout was pushed. I think Yeezus got pushed. I don't quite remember, though, because I wasn't following the Yeezus rollout as closely. But for those of you that this isn't your first rollout and you got kind of like hyped, like, okay, I'll believe him this time, we should have known better. You know, we should have. And I'm sorry to you as well, just because, you know how it goes. And we always just get hyped anyway, despite knowing. So, yeah. But at the same time, this is one of the best times because as a community, we get to connect, we get to get excited, we get to really like form bonds and grow together through the pain and through the triumph when the album eventually drops. So as frustrating as I'm sure this can be for a lot of you, just enjoy the excitement of it all, you know, and the people that you get to interact with and this period, because you will look back on it fondly, even if you will still be frustrated in hindsight, just being like, why? It's still one of those things where you just get to like be caught up in it and swept up in the fun of it. So it really is Yeezy season. Like Kanye did not lie in on-site when he said Yeezy season approaching. It really does feel like its own season with its own atmosphere. So that's it for this video. And of course, if you're looking for more Kanye content, we have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we do deep dives on the meanings of songs, the narratives, the themes, all of that stuff, where each line is explored, explained, and it will forever change how you listen to Kanye's music. So give that a shot. Otherwise, just stay tuned for more content. We'll of course be keeping you posted with updates as we hear them. And that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.